The difficulty I think we have is which of the two? Is it the money or is it the reaction to cycling? If it's a reaction to the mass cycling, I'm disappointed because that's a bit of a political reaction rather than a thoughtful one. If it's more about money, I think they may well be right that it's got long-term difficult cost implications and you could do better things for local cycling than this scheme. So it's really, where is it between those two?
So the New Forest Association would support a bike hire scheme in the forest?
We would support things to get people out of cars on the bikes. If you want my personal view, I'm not convinced this would be a fantastic scheme. It doesn't sound very positive, so in a sense the association isn't vigorously supporting this. We're not desperately upset if it goes away. We like the idea of moving from cars to bikes, not totally convinced this would be a winning value for money scheme.
Why aren't you convinced?
Well, mainly because inevitably to keep the scheme running costs a lot of money. It doesn't sound like there'll be sponsorship money in it. And that's probably quite a lot of ongoing out costs for the National Park Authority. Whereas, I say, using the capital money into some improvements that don't have those implications but also would encourage more local cycling might just give us a better value for money result.